This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Good morning, everyone, on a beautiful Saturday here in Pittsburgh. Bob Pompiani here on this side of the glass, Joel Nelson on the other side of the glass. As we talk sports with you for the next 2 hours at 412-928-9370. Also, you should know that the fan Twitter page is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township, and you could visit them at southhillskia.net. The fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And our show is brought to you by my friends at Number One Cochrane. Go one better. Ride in style with all the Number One Cochrane locations around. Shop 24-7 with Expressway. Also, PNC Bank. Make today the day at PNC Bank. Chendorovich, Chendorovich & Fishman. Ireland Contracting. Home of the Nightly Sports Call. And Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. Come see what everyone's talking about. Well, we're talking a lot about football, which we will get into. It's been the topic all week. And not to beat a dead horse, but we will get into it. We also want to expand the conversation. I want to actually start today with a couple of NHL things going on, because the Penguins are going to get back to it coming up here after the NHL All-Star break, which is this weekend. Today, the game. Yesterday's the skills competition. But Jake Guentzel has been a big topic and will continue to be up until the trade deadline, until we figure out what Jake Guentzel is going to do and how much Jake Guentzel wants. Thing about the Penguins is they've committed for now. And if you commit for now, then you got to figure out a way to sign Jake Guentzel. And I think there's obviously ways to do it. Moving forward, you know, you're going to lose Jeff Carter off the books. You can make some other adjustments there with players on your roster. I think they maybe made a mistake in signing both Brian Rust and Rickard Rakell to long-term contracts. Not so much Rust, but more Rakell. I thought it was a jump that they didn't need to make, knowing that Jake Guentzel was coming up. Jake Guentzel plays on Sidney Crosby's line. He's been a perennial 35 to 40 goal man. He has been one of the best playoff performance players in the NHL. In 58 games, he has 58 points. He has 34 goals. He knows a big game when he sees one. Jake Guentzel is at the end of a contract. So that means that if you let him go with nothing, you're going to get just a compensatory draft pick. But if you make a trade, you could end up getting a lot for your franchise, but you lose Jake Guentzel. And if you're trying to win now with Sidney Crosby, Malkin, Letang, Carlson, all these people, to me, the only option you have is to sign him. Then the question becomes, how much does he make? How much are you willing to spend? He's already turned down, reportedly, a six-year, $50 million deal. Listen, William Nylander just got 8 years, $92 million. I look at Jake Guentzel, even though he's, you know, a guy in his 30s, as this contract moves on, he still has this amazing chemistry with Sidney Crosby, who I know loves to play with him. And you don't want to disrupt that if you're trying to win now and next year before this chapter of the Pittsburgh Penguins story is over. So the bottom line is you got to sign him. He deserves his one an opportunity to get this free agent status to get what he thinks he's worth. And quite frankly, that's going to be at least $8 million a year. I mean, if you're playing Rakell 5 point whatever he's making a year, then he's worth $8 million based on his performance. And you got to figure out a way to do it. So what would you do? That's going to be the first question we talk about here at 412-928-9370. What would you do if you're the Penguins with Jake Guentzel? And what would it take to trade him? How much do you want to get? We saw a trade with Jim Rutherford the other day in Vancouver, and he's willing to just trade picks all the time. He has a very good hockey club there, and he's trying to win now. So we've seen this act before with Jim Rutherford. Even though he's not the GM, he brought in Patrick Alvin to be his man, another Pittsburgh Penguin with, you know, Rick Tocchet behind the bench. They got a lot of Pittsburghers over there, and they have a very good hockey team. We saw it firsthand here in Pittsburgh when they came to town. So how much would you give Jake Guentzel? And if you don't want to pay him, what would you want in return? That's number one. Number two, the NHL is going to go back to the Olympics in 2026 in Milan, Italy, and then in 2030. It'll be the first time in 12 years for them. I remember the first time they ever did it was 1998. We went over KDK TV with Nagano, Japan, and a host of Penguins who played in that Olympic Games. The Czech Republic won, led by Jaromir Jagr and Robert Lang and Marty Straka and Yuri Slager. Those guys all won gold medals. We had a lot of good access because the games were on CBS back then, and we kind of dovetailed off of that. But they haven't been there since 2012. Are you in favor of players playing in the Olympics? For my money, I'd rather see that than the All-Star Games just do nothing for me. Absolutely nothing. I'm watching last night in the skills competition. I see Nikita Kucherov just kind of glide through. He didn't listen. He's been injured a lot. I get it. He's out there taking his time, not really interested. But if you're a fan, you pay to watch these guys kind of skate hard, do things, win a competition. And if it's not there, then, you know, maybe he should just not have competed in it. Just like people do in the Pro Bowl. They're not interested, so they drop out. You still get it on your resume that you were an all-star, but you don't necessarily have to play with it. But I understand his position. He don't want to get hurt. He's missed a lot of time with injury, and not saying that that's an event that would hurt him. But, you know, also I think part of that is because he plays for Tampa Bay, and Tampa Bay and Toronto have had some heated rivalry games too, and this was in Toronto. But, you know, I'm tired of all-star games of all sorts. I really have no interest for them. None. Zero. I don't care. Connor McDavid won the overall competition there, got $1 million. Woohoo! How about him? He's already a multi-gazillionaire, and here he is, gets another million. That may motivate them, but it does nothing for me. As a fan, I don't, you know, it is what it is. But I'm not a fan of all-star games. So if they're going to play Olympic hockey, and I know it probably wouldn't coincide with these dates, but I'd rather see that. Gary Bettman's also talking about an international best-on-best competition, country versus country competition. How do you feel about that? At 412-928-9370, we got some callers about Jake Guentzel. Let's get right to him, Joel Nelson, beginning with Jason in Mount Pleasant. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Bob. Love the show on Saturdays, buddy.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Hey, here's my thing with Guentzel. They're in last place right now. I mean,
they're not in last. They're in fifth. They're in fifth. They're 7 points, I believe, out of a second wild card.
Well, yeah, but they're not in first, and he didn't even get voted to the All-Star game. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. It was just Crosby.
Yeah, so that's what the league kind of thinks of Jake Guentzel, to be honest with you.
Well, what do the Penguins think of Jake Guentzel? What do you think of Jake Guentzel? And knowing that they're trying to win now, if you trade him, does it indicate you've changed your mind?
No, I think they just think they can go in a different direction with maybe two players instead of one, disperse it over the lineup a little bit better.
Yeah, that may be true, but you're not going to get the same bang for your buck without Jake Guentzel on the top line, Jason. That's my only concern here is this year. If they're trying to win now, and everything they've done is to win now, losing him is not sending a message that you're interested in winning now. You're more interested in the future, which I guess Kyle Dubas has both to try to satisfy, now and later.
I hear you, Bob. Thanks for talking, buddy.
All right, Jason. Appreciate that. Let's go out to Noah in New Kensington. Noah, welcome to Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. What's up?
Hey, Pomp. Nice talking to you again. I interviewed you up at St. Vincent at training camp, actually.
Oh, I remember that.
In the summertime.
Yeah.
Yeah, great to talk to you again.
You too.
But I completely agree with you. There's no way you can trade Jake Guentzel. He's too valuable to this team. I agree with what you said earlier. You have to find a way to sign him in the offseason. And you're not going to be able to go out in the free agent market and find a guy like Jake Guentzel at his age and get the same production from that guy. So there's no way you trade him.
All right, so how much would you pay him? If you make that commitment, you got to come up with a number, because I don't think he's in the habit of giving a hometown discount. I say that word because we hear it all the time. He wants to be here. He also wants to play with Crosby. But he also has one chance to cash in, you know? And
yes,
this is it.
I agree. I'd give him, honestly, and I mean this saying this, I'd give him whatever he wants to stay here.
Well, okay. I get that, but at the same time, give me a number on it. He turned down 6 years, $50 million. I would go so far as 8 years, $8 million a year. That's, what's 8 times 8? 64?
Yeah, I would agree with that number. I think that's a good number.
Yeah, we'll see if they do it. But they're going to save money. The cap's going up by $5 million. I checked on that. So there's money to be spent. It's just how you want to spend it. And again, the message is very important here. If you're trying to win now, he's your best option, trying to dig out from the fifth place spot in the Metro. But Noah, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Hopefully see you up at St. Vincent again this year. All right, let's go to Brandon in Whitehall. Hey, Brandon, what's going on?
Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on with you today?
Not too much. I love Jake Gensel, and I think if you can get at least a first and a second for him, great. But honestly, I'd rather sign him for $8 to $10 million for five. Like, if you got to go up to $10 million to get him for 5 years, great. He's only 29. But if you can get him 8 for $6 million, I still don't think that's a win now contract. I mean, he's not that old, and I think you could still build around someone if you have 5 or 6 years on his contract. I think you sign him either way. You're not going to get a forward that good for $8 million in 2 years, especially if the cap keeps going up. So, I mean, even a budget deal, you know, in 3 years, this will be worth it. I just don't see the downside.
And let's not pretend here. It's not easy to play with somebody like Sidney Crosby. You have to think the same way he thinks. Remember everybody. When Mario Lemieux had a bunch of wingers, Robbie Brown figured it out pretty quickly, but not everybody can. You could throw a lot of people on that line. You may not get the kind of production that maybe Crosby wants. The other thing is, Crosby said at the All-Star game that he is anxious, excited potentially to play in the Olympics in 2026, so he's going to be playing for quite a while. And if he does, and if he's at a good level like he is right now, Gensel is the guy who makes that possible too.
Yeah, I don't disagree at all. I think a lot of people overlook Gensel because he plays with Crosby, but they don't realize how much they need to set each other up.
I got you. Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate the call at 412-928-9370. Jake Gensel, the topic right now. We'll go to Jason in Greentree. Jason, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking a call. Love the show.
Appreciate it.
Well, my take is he's already in his eighth year. So you were saying giving him 8 more years, that's kind of assuming he's going to have a 16-year productive career. That's a little excessive. I mean, if you're going to re-sign him, I'd be looking for more of like a 4 or 5 years. But
he won't. You know,
I would personally see what you can get for him. We need some youth, and we need to get younger. So if you're able to bring assets back for him, you know, that's what I would look to do instead of paying him. I think the bigger issue is you paid Russ, and he's fallen off since he got paid, and Raquel hasn't even shown up. So
right. That's where the mistake was. I think they should have preempted those two with Gensel first and foremost, and then move on from there. And I think you could have gotten Raquel for less money.
Now, Gensel's stats are also inflated when you have someone like Sidney Crosby putting a puck on your tape.
Yeah, but it's not that easy. No. Jason, don't say that. To play on that line, you better think the way Sidney Crosby thinks. It's not that easy. It isn't. Maybe Gensel makes it look easy, but it's not easy. They have a chemistry. It takes time to develop that. And all I'm saying is, hockey players now play 20-year careers if they can. You may not be as sharp, but they're banking that in the next 3 years, when they have Crosby, Malkin, Letang, and Carlson and these people, they want to try to win now. And the only way you're going to get that is by keeping him, I think. Unless you can get players off somebody else's roster who are productive right off the bat, plus some future assets. You know, I don't know if there's a trade out there to be made like that.
Yeah, that's what I would say. You got to get a lot back for him. You know, I just wonder, is he that good without someone like Crosby? You know, that would be the question.
All right, man. Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, have a good day, Jason. Tony in the car before we go to break. What's up, Tony?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Hey, I couldn't agree with you more. The numbers don't lie. They need to keep Gensel, but I think they need to look at other options within the lineup to dissolve and bring some of those character players we had during the cup runs. They're willing to block shots, play defense, et cetera.
Oh, I think so. You know, they tried to upgrade the bottom six. I don't know if they've been that successful. And quite frankly, their biggest problem, Tony, 13.1 on the power play. How does that happen? That's second to last in the NHL.
Yep.
You know, Mike Sullivan has tried some things with Todd Reardon. They took Who was they took Malkin and Carlson off recently, put on Valtteri Puustinen and Letang on that. And Puustinen's got a pretty good shot. I don't know. The bottom line to me is it's a simple thing that they cannot do, which is get in front, cause traffic, get in ahead of a goaltender, put shots on goal, and get rebounds. And they seem not to be able to do or not willing to do it. I don't know.
No, that's a good call, Bob. Like when we had Hornquist or the other defenseman from the Canadians, I can't remember his name, the 6'6", 6'7" guy that could screen the goalie. Maybe that's what we're missing, because on paper you're absolutely right. Carlson, Crosby, Malkin, there should be no reason why the puck ain't going in.
All right, Tony, thanks very much. Appreciate it. We got to take a break. We have John and Cranberry, Jay and Blonox coming up, but we're going to expand this to talk about the Super Bowl, which is going to be played this week. Your take on Arthur Smith, the new offensive coordinator who shaved his mustache for his new team. Joel, you got a mustache. You look good in your mustache. Would you ever consider shaving it?
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. Maybe here or there, but maybe only like a couple times a year. Otherwise, probably not.
Well, I don't think many people can carry it off like you do.
Thank you, Bob.
I think Arthur Smith looks better clean-shaven. And that, to me, is a good indication that he's willing potentially to maybe make a change in what's going on here in Pittsburgh. We'll talk about that. We'll also get into – I want to throw this out at you because I think it's fascinating. You know, the LIV and the PGA Tour cannot figure out how to coexist right now. They're working on it. But instead of a Ryder Cup format, or maybe in addition to a Ryder Cup format, why not a LIV versus PGA? They have enough big names on both sides now where it would be very fascinating. I'll talk more about that. Steelers coming up. More on Jake Gensel. What would you do? We'll have calls all the way to 1 o'clock. It's Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.